Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall. We're pleased to welcome to our program today from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Extension Agent Joanna Radford. Hello, Joanna.
Hey, Danny.
Welcome to the program. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you. I'm doing good.
Thank you so much for joining us. Plenty to talk about today, and let's just get rolling with it. Here's my first question to you. Are you and the folks at the Cooperative Extension Service seeing any horticulture problems around the county this year?
Oh, there are a few things, and we're having lots of questions to come in about it, too. People are asking, what in the world are these strange-looking orange and yellow spots in their apple tree leaves?
Well, that sounds like a pretty good question. Is this something that is serious for apple trees?
Well, it could be. Many times what we see is these orange or yellow spots is a telltale sign of a fungal disease called cedar apple rust. And cedar apple rust is a disease of apples, basically. But it's a really interesting disease because it requires two host plants. And just like the name implies, it needs a cedar tree and an apple tree. And an apple tree could also be maybe a crab apple tree. So that goes along with this disease as well.
Okay.
For it to actually be a problem. And we do have quite a bit of eastern cedar, red cedar.
Mm-hmm.
Around, so that is one of their alternate hosts. And even though the cedar tree, we think of just the cedars, but also other junipers can help this disease complete its life cycle as well.
Well, Joanna, what does this look like?
Okay, if we see it on the cedar tree, and that's usually early spring, we see an orange gall that looks like an octopus. It has all these appendages, stretching out like octopus arms.
Mm-hmm.
In the spring, when the rains subside, the galls usually die, and that causes death to the cedar twig from that gall to the tip of that branch. And then wind moves this disease around from the cedar trees to the apple trees and then back to the cedar trees, So it goes back and forth. It's a problem whenever we have susceptible apples and cedar trees that are grown close together.
So we know what to look for on the cedar tree, but what does it look like on apple trees?
Okay, on the apple tree, what we see when it moves to the apple trees, they have a raised orange to yellow spot or quite a few spots on the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when it's really bad, the leaves will drop from the tree, and then your next year's blooms will be decreased along with your fruit's going to be decreased. That becomes a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So the fruit can become infected itself, but typically we don't see that in Surrey County. Usually the fruit's already formed and when the leaves get infected.
Okay. Well, now, is there anything that a homeowner could do to prevent this particular disease?
Yeah, probably the easiest is before they start planting apple trees is to look for apple trees that have resistance. And we do have several of the favorite resistant varieties that are available: Pink Lady, Wine Sap, Johnnigold. So
mm-hmm.
those are a few. You can also opt to have maybe a removal of all the cedar trees in your area.
Okay.
And that may be very difficult.
Yeah.
And I would say it would definitely be difficult if it's not on your land, your
yes.
property, because
yeah.
people may not like that very well.
Mm-hmm.
But more practically, probably the easier way to prevent the disease is probably to use a chemical control. And there are some control options that are available. More so, it's effective before you see the symptoms on the leaves of the trees. So that's the best time. So early spring application be made. The spray options are Mancozeb, sulfur. Those are several good choices. Apple trees can be sprayed when the symptoms appear
mm-hmm.
or after, but I like to say it just provides kind of a Band-Aid for that tree.
Right.
It doesn't kill the fungus. It's still there. But the good thing is it may prevent that tree from dying.
Well,
And of course, anybody applying chemicals need to read the label and apply the chemicals according to the label.
Sure. Our guest is Joanna Radford. Joanna's with the Cooperative Extension Service in Surrey County. We're talking about disease issues that affect your apple trees. Joanna, are you seeing any other problems this year?
We are, and it's almost one of those things, I even hate to say it, because these trees, And it's with a tree, another tree. It's not a fruit tree, but Leland cypress tree.
Mm-hmm.
And these are everywhere. They were popular many years ago and still are.
Yeah.
But people were planting them for privacy fences,
yep.
trying to hide their neighbor or maybe just something they didn't want to see or maybe just, you know, whatever the need is. And, you know, they grow very quickly.
Sure.
So these trees have been, that's the reason why they are so popular. They provide that screen quicker than a lot of trees and shrubs that we have.
What type problems are we having with the Lelands now?
Lelands have lots of different problems with insects and with disease. And unfortunately, many of the problems are not seen until the tree is around 10 to 12 years old. And if you think about it, that's a long time to wait for a tree to get large enough to provide a screen and a fence. So you've waited and, oh yeah, it looks good and I have privacy and I love it. And then here comes insect and disease problems.
So oh yeah.
What we're seeing, bagworms are a common insect problem on these trees.
Okay.
And you actually, a lot of times people don't see the actual insect. They see, it looks like what little, they look like little pine cones hanging, dangling from the tree.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is that? So they go out and check it out and decide that, oh, it's not a pine cone anymore. It's something, if they touch it, it can dent in the sides, I guess, of that little bag. They're actually little bags.
Mm-hmm.
The bag is its little house that it lives in.
Okay.
And it's made from the tree itself.
Oh, okay.
So
using what's at hand
can be a problem because the insect is actually feeding off the tree.
Mm-hmm.
With a lot of these on there, you can see a lot of damage to your tree and possibly death of the tree. Homeowners can take these little bags with the insect in it off. And when they do that, they need to go ahead and destroy the bag itself with the insect in there, because if they're just throwing it away, maybe just throwing it away or putting it on the ground, the insect finds its way back up the tree.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe to another tree if they disposed it off their property.
Stubborn little things.
They are. So I usually say just put it in a grocery bag, a trash bag, yeah. and then if you can, to burn it.
Sure.
That would be better. That gets rid of it completely. Now, there is some chemical control that is effective, but only when the insects themselves are moving. So once you see the bags dangling from the tree,
mm-hmm.
it's not a good time to spray any chemical for control, because the chemical cannot get inside of that little protection barrier.
Can't penetrate. Okay.
No. So important to know what time of year. And the good thing is, it is that time of year now. So chemical control best in June and July for bagworms on Leland cypress. Now, they will also get on different things as well. I've seen them on junipers. I've seen them on even the side of trees, stop signs, you know, lots of different things.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But and it's probably they have been removed and then trying to find where they need to go back to is what's happening. But options for control, chemical control, acephate, which is a... One of the trade names is Orsine,
mm-hmm.
or BT, Bacillus thuringiensis. Dipel is a trade name. Old Faithful, Carbon, which is 7.
Yeah.
And some bifenthrins, and they have numerous brands on the market, but folks need to read that label and see how they need to apply it. And know when you're applying insecticides, a lot of different insects could be controlled by that. So you're looking at maybe pollinators being affected, and so you need to weigh your options and see what's the best spray that you need to apply.
And for the trees, preventative is best. Do it ahead of time, right?
You would think so with the insects, but really you can't control much until that you actually see them there.
Well, of course I'm wrong about that.
No, that's what a lot of folks think, and it would be better, you know, if we could do some prevention. But with, you know, diseases we can, but insects, there's just not a lot of prevention until we actually see them.
Got to handle it when it happens then. Okay.
That's right.
Any other problems that you see with Lelands, what could cause some issues?
We do. There is one problem I see time and time again, and you tend to think it may be a disease because it is browning of leaves scattered throughout the tree, but when they're planted too close together.
Ah.
And folks do that a lot because they want that quick privacy fence.
Right.
So and when you're planting smaller Lelands, there's a big gap in between them. 10 feet is, it's like, okay, they're not going to grow together. Or maybe not as quick as what I want them, so I need to plant them a little bit closer. But what happens when they do get bigger and they grow in that 10 to 12 years, what happens is sunlight cannot get into the canopy in the center of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, it starts, I guess, getting into a survival mode. The leaves start dropping in the center of the tree, and then you start seeing bare places where you can see through the tree. So that's an issue.
It is amazing, Joanna. You plant some things and you think, well, that's pretty far apart. And once it starts to grow, it's like, I might have should have given a little more distance. And that's really probably is what happens with the Leland cypress as they spread.
Yes. And we see that a lot of times with shrubs and things close to houses, and they'll cover up the windows, and you can't see out the window anymore. So you do have to be careful, and there are some guidelines to the spacing. And usually when you purchase those, that they'll have a good diagram for you.
Our guest is Joanna Radford with the Cooperative Extension Service in Surrey County. Joanna, are there any alternatives maybe for planting trees or shrubs that would provide privacy that have less insect disease issues and that would still be attractive as part of the landscape?
There are quite a few things out there if you get to looking, and it all depends on what the homeowner is looking for. If you're looking for a very similar look to Leland cypress, the arborvita, called Green Giant is a great alternative. Looks very similar. It's a little more, I guess, airy might be a word to the whole look of the tree, but it provides that privacy. It's quick growing, very similar, but the disease pressure, the insect pressure is a lot less. Hollies, believe it or not, also provide great screens. And they're pretty neat because they have what I call great winter interest. They stay green, and then they have red berries many times. So it's really pretty to look at. Some of the popular ones, I think, would be that would be helpful. Nellie Stevens, Buford Hollies, Castle Wall. Those are just a few that would be pretty awesome screens. And there's another thing I forgot to mention. You know, we have insect problems with Leland, but disease problem is an issue because there's not a lot of control measures that we can take for diseases that the Lelands get. There's quite a few different. And if, you know, there's just one chemical out that's effective to one particular disease. So homeowners need to make sure what the problem actually is before they apply something. And many times, though, when they get this problem or discover that they have the problem, a disease problem, the trees are so large, it's very difficult for the average homeowner to spray get good coverage to be effective.
Hard to do treatment when those trees are so tall and spread out. Yeah,
it is.
If folks have any more questions about what we talked about or maybe want some more ideas, they can contact you at the office.
They sure can.
And that number?
Our office number is 336-401-8025.
Terrific. Joanna Radford with the Cooperative Extension Service in Surrey County, thank you for your info and for your time today. Appreciate it and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Danny.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.